USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is helping Amtrak celebrate 50 years of service. He went on location to pitch his new recovery plan for the U.S.
There's so much we can do, and it's the biggest bang for the buck we can expend.
When he was a senator, Biden rode Amtrak between his home in Delaware and Washington, D.C. almost every day. At least 5 Americans are among the dead in the Israeli stampede at a religious event. The U.S. Embassy is helping to name the Americans who were among the dozens that were killed and injured. One victim is identified as 19-year-old Daniel Morris of Beaconsfield, New Jersey. Panic spread among a crowd celebrating a popular religious festival. Some people were trampled as they tried to escape out of a narrow exit. President Biden said in a statement, the U.S. is offering assistance. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
First Lady Jill Biden helped celebrate Arbor Day by planting a tree on the north lawn of the White House. Officials said the tree that she planted during the ceremony replaced a linden tree that was removed a month ago because it was deemed a safety risk last fall due to its age and hollowed-out trunk. Officials said two other trees nearby that are about the same age, about 120 years old, are not considered risks. The First Lady also said she planned on getting a cat for the White House very soon. The U.S. is restricting travel from India beginning on May 4th. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the policy comes due to extraordinarily high COVID-19 cases and multiple variants circulating in India. The Health Ministry in India reports nearly 3,500 deaths over the past 24 hours. Restrictions are also in place on travel from China, Iran, much of Europe, Brazil, and South Africa. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A congresswoman says she told President Biden he should go to the border. USA's Lance Pry reports.
New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis had a chance to talk to President Biden on the floor after his speech to a joint session of Congress this week. On Fox News, she claims to have encouraged him to see firsthand the crisis at the border.
I told him that he needs to go to the border, that he needs to see what I saw and what we heard just a couple of weeks ago from our Customs and Border Patrol agents, and that he needs to support these agents in doing their job because they feel like they've been abandoned by his administration. And as they are being distracted with the paperwork, with overseeing the facilities, with watching the children that have come unaccompanied, the cartels are operating and the nefarious activities over the open and porous parts of our border.
The congresswoman's concern, Biden's plan is to throw money at it.
It looks like he's looking to just give hundreds of millions of our taxpayer money to these countries, many that are corrupt. I mean, you know, if you look at Honduras, you know, one of the senior officials was just convicted in a New York court for drug trafficking, and now there are implications that the president of Honduras may have been involved.
Former TV reality star Josh Duggard pleaded not guilty to child pornography just one day after U.S. Marshals arrested him in Fayetteville, Arkansas. He was on the TLC reality series 19 Kids and Counting, which was canceled in the wake of Josh's sex abuse scandal. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.